for their fight.
Hey, against that?
No! We will run! And we will live.
Aye.
Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live.
At least a while.
And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the third day of March 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. I want to thank you all for tuning in on this Sunday worldwide transmission. Coming up today, we've got an encore presentation for you with some key information. But we're also going to have some new info today as well. But coming up right after the break, my interview with Congressman Ron Paul earlier in the week. It's so important. We're going to re-air that on this Sunday broadcast. And then we've got the Michael Savage interview. And whether you love Michael Savage or hate Michael Savage, he's definitely interesting and informative and makes a lot of good points. And the fact that we can get the second biggest to third biggest, depending on who you look at, it might be George Norrie, might be Michael Savage, but he's right about most groups, the second biggest radio talk show host in the United States, that we could get Michael Savage on and, you know, communicate with him and hopefully wake him up to some of the things he's not aware of, and also get his audience more awake and to tune into what we're doing. That is a win-win-win-win-win. And then we've got some big excerpts of not last Sunday when he called in live, but from the Thursday broadcast with the one, the only, Ted Nugent. So please call your friends and family and tell them to tune into this Sunday broadcast. And remember, the system doesn't want you to be aware of this information. That's why they stonewall you and say there are no drones when the drone program is even admitted. That's why they engage in all these activities. Watson did an article about Sarah Palin, you know, talking about 2 billion rounds of ammo that are admitted in the federal government's own purchase orders and online in public filings. A bunch of publications, so-called liberal publications, authoritarian publications, came out and said that she was insane, that it was just totally made up and an internet rumor, giving no proof. I mean, just a new level of propagandizing the public like there's some foreign occupying army, which they are, the foreign occupying army of the globalist. So pretty incredible. Those articles are up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And also a story from Thursday that I want to talk more about is breaking. Texas moves to forcibly inoculate children. That's what it is. SB 63, and there's another draconian bill that we'll get to in a moment. I think I'll cover it at the first little five-minute segment of the second hour. I'm going to get back into this exclusively. They come out and are saying, yeah, just like California, we're going to have your 10-year-old just give us consent to give them any shots or basically drugs we want, but this is inoculations. Ladies and gentlemen, a child can't walk in and buy a car. A child isn't allowed to have sex with some pervert, and the pervert can't say, well, they gave consent. Now, this is absolutely incredible. So breaking, Texas moves to forcibly inoculate children. The bill is SB 63, has a good chance of passing, got big vaccine money behind it. Remember, Governor Perry lied and said it was the law to take Gardasil. Well, now they're actually trying to make it the law where they can just say to your kid, want some candy? Hey, get in the van, kid. Come on, I got a puppy dog. Now it's like, hey, want some candy? Want to be able to get extracurricular, you know, prizes? Well, take the shots. This is what they do in California. They signed the law last year. So that's SB number 64 in Texas. Look in your state. It's happening all over the country. And SB 64 is anybody involved in child care, period. Whether you work at the YMCA or at a daycare center, you got to take any of the 50-plus shots they're saying are, quote, mandatory. Now, they've never been mandatory, but they hoaxed and said they were. Now that you're finding out it's not mandatory, they're going, okay, we'll pass a law to make it mandatory. First it's the nurses, then it's the medical workers, then it's the people that carry the trash out at the medical facility, and then it's everybody in child health care, and then it's everybody, period. All right, we're going to go to break and come back with Congressman Ron Paul. This is very important information. Please stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Don't forget, we stream video at PrisonPlanet.tv.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Former Congressman Ron Paul, best-selling author, joins us. I wanted to get him on because he's been writing and speaking and posting articles at Campaign for Liberty. Breaking down the bubble is really getting big, the QE Unlimited, the global currency crises, with the very authors of the currency crises posing as our saviors. And just last week, more proposals by the G20 for a Bank of the World SDR, that's global government, to back it all up. Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, thank you for coming on, sir.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Can you give us the latest on your analysis on what's happening with the economy and this big event you've been talking about the last few years? How close are we right now? How serious is this currency war?
Well, I think in many ways we're in the middle of it. I think the evidence to the general public is still not there, and there's not been a panic. But the people in Washington and even our central bankers don't face up to the real truth of the matter, and that is we're totally bankrupt, and yet just putting more money and running up more debt seems to settle the markets. They don't dump their stocks. They don't dump their bonds. But we're in the middle of some unwinding. I think that this is so much different than anything we've gone through, you know, since World War II, and especially even since 1971 with the breakdown of Bretton Woods. But one of these days, we'll wake up some morning and realize that the whole world has given up on the system, just as we woke up one day and the world, and especially the Soviets, gave up on the Soviet Union, because the system we have, the monetary system we have, and the economic system is not viable. It can't work, and you can't solve the problem of debt with more debt. And when that particular day comes, I don't think anybody knows the exact day, but we're certainly getting very close to it.
Congressman, getting into specifics and your research there with the Von Mises Institute, pretty much everything you predicted in the last 30 years is now unfolding. From all my research, and even what the establishment's saying and the way they're behaving, it's all coming to a head. Now it's 2 billion rounds of bullets and hollow points that are illegal under the Geneva Convention. We've got a new report out where Homeland Security is funding domestic drones, and I'm not making this up, to, quote, track gun purchases. That just broke at Infowars.com. We see military drills expanding everywhere. We see the new Justice Department memo saying, hey, let's just ban guns and confiscate them. It's like I've woken up in an Orwellian nightmare. And we've got this normalcy bias, this mass Stockholm syndrome, where even mainline conservatives, I had Ted Nugent on yesterday, you know, he said, look, the green light's been given on Benghazi, the green light's been given on all this other tyranny, fast and furious, nobody got in trouble. And so I think we've reached that point where the tyrants figure out that if they can take us an inch, why not take us a million miles?
No, and I've been getting away with it, but don't you think this has started a while back and it's just accelerating? And if you go back to what happened at Waco, if you go back to what happened at Ruby Ridge, I mean, if they can get away with it, they do it. And nobody ever got punished for those mistakes that were made, and now nobody gets punished at all. Matter of fact, the Congress goes along with it. The Congress doesn't really resist and put restraints on the president when it comes to kill this and the use of drones and assassinations, and the funding continues. So it's a very dangerous time that we live in.
Undoubtedly, specifically with all the paramilitary buildup, the arms race going on domestically, what do you think the feds are planning? What do you think they're preparing for, Dr. Paul?
Well, I think they prepare for everything, and they themselves, you know, go with the flow. They don't know exactly what will happen, but they're prepared. They don't know that in 2 months from now there's riots in the street, but they know that there could be. And the same way with the monetary system. They argue academically that, oh, yes, it's okay to print money and debt doesn't matter, you know, the Paul Krugman argument. But I think they know exactly what can happen, the consequence that we warn about and try to prepare for, so they make their preparations. Like I think you mentioned in your introduction about what they do at the international level under the UN and the IMF and the, you know, these Group of 20 and all these. They do plan. So we know what would be the answer, that is sound money and honest money and have commodity money. They want to maintain their power, so they're laying their plans too. But I don't think they know the day they're going to use it. They plan for all contingencies because the action of human beings are not predictable. But when certain events come about, they're laying their plans in their network. So, and it's really scary when you think about the drone. The drone thing should, you know, wake up everybody on what they can do, how much surveillance, how many weapons can they carry when they pretend that they can target any one individual thousands of miles away from the United States with people who maneuver those things even here. What can they do if they decide, well, we're going after this drug dealer, we're going after this guy that owns an illegal weapon, who knows what? And what we do know is, in spite of their fantastic, ability, you know, the advancement in these weapons, we do know that they make a lot of mistakes. There's a lot of collateral damage, and they just write it off. And so I would expect that the people in charge know that there's trouble ahead, and they're laying their plans to react in any way they think necessary.
Undoubtedly, and I want you to break this down in your own words, but you've spoken to it before, but I marvel. We've had big government. We've had tyrannies before around the world. But the socialist collectivist class, funded by the big special interests that want a monopoly, obviously, of power, to write health care. Of course, you know about this, being a retired medical doctor, but my dad's a dentist, oral surgeon. He's also in medical management. And he said to me, he said, son, I knew it when I read the bill, but he's watching it happen. Making people, you know, raising payroll taxes on poor people, taxes on investments, doubling premiums this year. I mean, this is designed to kill the American economy that's competing with China. Obama shutting down the power plants. They are clearly trying to shut down the economy so that everybody goes on welfare and basically bankrupts. This is an economic takeover. Do you agree with that, or can you speak to that?
Absolutely. Now, I don't know if I have an absolute insight on all the motivations, because there's a mixture up there. I mean, there are evil people who have evil motives and they want to do exactly what's happening. There are others, though, who are intellectually totally bankrupt and actually believe this stuff. You know, I think Paul Krugman doesn't sit down and conspire to blow up the world financially. I think he sits down and he is dedicated to proving his philosophy on money and credit are the correct ones. And then there's a lot of other people who are very gullible out there. You know, how many people? Did Obama lose the election? No, I mean, he...
Sure, but I mean, Obama said he was going to give poor people free stuff. He's literally raping them.
Yeah. So there's the people are naive enough to believe that. So you put all that together, and you end up with this calamity because they do not deal with the world as we would like to deal with it, and that is concentrating on individuals who have a right to their own life, have a right to keep the fruits of their labor, have property rights and contract rights and sound money, and get the government out of our way. So they don't work on that. They work on the opposite.
But Dr. Paul, here's my question.
Trying to figure out exactly their scheme and their plan and who did what when has to be counteracted by us getting out in front and saying there is a better way, and that way is something that we had a taste of in this country, and we're losing it. We need to wake up the American people that the answers are there for us. We just want to look. And I think in many many ways that is happening. A lot more people are waking up, but it's going to be a terribly tough struggle.
Sure. I want to get into the Second Amendment. I don't know if you've seen this. It broke Friday, but you're always on to the news I bring up. Summary of Select Firearms Violence Prevention Strategies for the White House by the Department of Justice actually says basically just outlaw almost all guns and make people turn them in. If they try to take the guns, Congressman, are they trying to start a civil war?
You know, that's once again is trying to interpret everything that they're thinking and they're planning. They're liable to start a civil war by doing it, and for whatever reason they are. But they don't believe that people should have guns. They believe the government should have guns, and they believe this very sincerely as a philosophy. So yes, whether that is exactly what they want, it's hard to say. But I know one thing is they don't want the people to have the guns. But you know, I don't. It's one thing, I think a lot about these problems, but I just don't think that the people are going to give up their guns.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 28, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1592.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1632.92, $816.46 for a half ounce, or $408.23 for a quarter ounce. That's $1632.92, $816.46, and $408.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news. We have the clip. It's coming up with Michael Savage. Obama saying again, you don't do things alone in America. That's how our system works. You didn't build that. A new clip live on CNN 25 minutes ago. I was just telling Michael Savage about it during the break. He's like, you're kidding. He did it again. Yes, we're going to be playing that clip. But the reason I wanted to get Michael Savage on is A Time for War, Michael Savage, many number one New York Times bestsellers, 30-something books, multiple doctorates. I'm not going to go over his whole bio. Most of you know who he is in the talk radio world, or you're hiding under a rock somewhere. But he also writes for WorldNet Daily. They are censoring this. And you know, this is a big subject I've talked about. You notice that Red Dawn was held up, Red Dawn 2, for 2 years, because the Chinese government demanded and threatened Hollywood because it was Chinese as the bad guys attacking America. That was re-edited and made to North Koreans, costing them millions of dollars to reshoot and re-edit. Now, Michael Savage, breaking, WorldNetDaily.com, China lobby censoring new book. And we'll get this story linked up at InfoWars.com as well. And this is not a ploy to sell books. Michael Savage, arguably the number one talk show host in the country, doesn't usually do this because I listen to the show and have followed it to sell books. This is in a news blackout because across the board, China owns our fraudulent debt. China has thousands of front companies. Al Gore's on the board of Apple with Foxconn and the suicide nets. They are the liberal tyrants, and they are the new globalist muscle. Michael Savage joins us with this breaking news. And, Michael, it is so exciting to get you on the broadcast.
Well, it's always good to be on, especially someone who kicked the limeys behind on air. As you well know, you know what I think of the spineless side of the Brits. I was always an Anglo file until this thing came along, where the slime, the socialist slime, slandered me and said things I didn't say. And I'm the only American broadcaster, Alex, not allowed to enter Britain. I'm on a list with murderers and terrorists, and nobody in the media, with the exception of Alex Jones right now, dares even talk about how is that possible. Why is my State Department not lobbying on my behalf? But let's not go into the England thing. It's great to be on your show.
It's great to have you here, as long as we can keep you. I know you got your own show coming up tonight. Let's first plug that, because you now are on Cumulus and exploding across the country.
Well, that's pretty good. Number one, they're the best company in the business, and I'm not just saying it because I work with them. They are the best company in the business, number one. Number two, I'm on the best stations in the country. For example, Alex, I finally got on in New York City on WABC, 9 o'clock at night. Now, what happened? Michael Savage, who's he? I exploded within 2 months to number one amongst younger listeners, mainly males. I mean, women, as you well know, are not a big listenership in talk radio in general. I always joke, I say I have eight women listeners across the country.
Yeah, they're busy not having kids as the whole West dies.
Well, the men listen. Here's the question, Alex, because you have a younger demo and guys mainly. Why are they listening to you? Why did they find Michael Savage, an older guy on WABC? I beat other talk stations. I beat all news stations. I beat...
Young people are looking for men role models in the age of crucifying John Wayne. They understand they're having their testicles chopped off, and they want to fight back and have a future.
Well, first they have their testicles cut off chemically. They're chemicalized to destroy their masculinity.
That's right.
And if they survive the chemical castration, the next thing is the educational castration. If they survive the chemical and educational castration, I mean, what's left for them? They don't know which way to turn in this country. You know, Alex, last week I started my show by saying I saw a kung fu movie when I was out on vacation last week. I was watching a lot of television. And there was a picture of a kung fu academy in China with thousands of young Chinese being taught by a really tough, mean kung fu teacher. And he's saying to them, no weakness, no pain, no mercy. And he says, what do we learn here? And the Chinese scream back in Chinese, no weakness, no pain, no mercy. And I say, look at my sad sack country. We have a government and an educational establishment teaching our children to say, I'm weak, I'm in pain, this hurts, that hurts, I need the government to help me. Now, who wins this battle in the long run, Alex? That doesn't take a genius to figure out what's happening, does it?
No.
Okay, so that's where we're at. So, now we know that China has lobbied very effectively in Hollywood. The Hollywood sewer pipe, as I've called it affectionately for 20 years now. The Hollywood sewer pipe is controlled by many different factors, but the number one factor is money. Since China controls the money flow to the banks, and the banks control Hollywood, we don't have to figure out who controls Hollywood, do we? So, my agent said to me when I told him my book is being sabotaged from the top, and I'll explain it in a minute, my agent called me and he said this, and I'm quoting Alex. This is a top New York literary agent. He said, from the government to mainstream media, oh no, that's him, but here. He said, from the government to mainstream media, there is a petrifying fear of China and the potential loss of their hypothetical business. The agent said to Savage, he was reminded of a conversation he had with a top Hollywood executive who said to him, they wouldn't produce any films that were anti-China for fear of being blackballed in their market, basically letting the Chinese government censor our movies in this country. Then he said to me, Savage, there must be a way to galvanize conservative media behind A Time for War as the only book willing to take on China, the agent told Savage. Well, guess what, Alex? Aside from you, nobody will discuss this book and its premise.
Well, let's break down what they're censoring here. But to tie in, Obama's shutting down dozens of power plants a week. They're not letting new plants open. They're totally clean coal power plants, about 51% of our power. This is brand new. This just happened at the end of the last hour. Obama is in Newport, Virginia, at one of the shipyards, talking about getting America going. And I saw this on CNN during the break earlier. I couldn't believe it. Now, let's get into your book here that they're trying to censor. The premise of the book that I'm holding in my hand, A Time for War with Michael Savage.
Well, the premise is quite simple, which is that, okay, it starts with a helicopter in Afghanistan, a Chinook, carrying a squad of Navy SEALs plummeting to the earth in Afghanistan. Remember when that happened in 11, when our great commander-in-chief was never blamed for the loss of more Navy SEALs in one incident than in the entire history of the SEALs unit? How come there's never been an investigation of who put all those Navy SEALs in a single old flying helicopter and flew them into a hot zone? Who did that? Who in the military made that decision? Or worse yet, was a decision made by someone other than in the military? Why has there been no Republican outcry? That's how my book begins. But the question is, what happens next? Well, I fictionalized that story in order to make America wake up to the fact that maybe, just maybe, someone will ask who killed all our Navy SEALs. And number two, my allegation, meaning through my fiction, it's a novel, A Time for War, is that there's a Chinese agent in Afghanistan who brings it down with an EMP attack. And the whole book is basically about a lethal conspiracy to not only neutralize our military, but also a two-pronged attack that will disarm the American military through EMP blasts and then release a deadly toxin, killing hundreds of thousands of civilians. And my hero, Jack Hatfield, and Dover, a young lady, race to locate this new ground zero and save an unsuspecting country. That's the theme of A Time for War in my novel. It's a novel. It's a novel. That's what it is.
An amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton.
cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
So, Alex, the question is, where do I come up with the theory that I am being manipulated, or the
but they're doing it all over the place. I mean, the government's owned by China now. The globalists signed us on to communism and use NAFTA and GATT and all these rules to shut down our industry so only China could thrive. They got their population jumping off suicide nets. I mean, this is how they brought America down.
Yeah, but let me answer the question. People are going to say Savage still didn't answer the fact that he's making a great charge here, that the China lobby is censoring his new book. Where is the proof, right? Well, let me give you one piece of evidence, because I'm trained as a scientist, and the only proof is a series of evidence, evidentiary facts. It's like a court of law, right? We can't definitively show you a video of Chinese agents sitting and talking and saying, kill the book. I can show you facts and let people draw the conclusions for themselves. When this book first came out, there was an ad campaign that was leading with, is China already at war with the U.S.? Okay? That was the lead line. Is China already at war with the U.S.? By the time the book appeared, that ad line was dropped and it became a book about terrorism. generic, okay? A generic book about terrorism. Secondly, we had an ad campaign planned for the day of launch, which was last week on a Tuesday. It was supposed to be on the top of some major websites. I will not mention which. I woke up early in the morning looking forward to seeing the ads. They didn't appear. I was screaming and yelling all day long. Finally, a word came back that it was bumped because of this. It was bumped because of that. It was a mistake. And the ads that were meant to run were suddenly running on Sunday morning and on Sunday midnight. They were never appearing where they were supposed to appear. It didn't happen by accident, Alex. Money was paid. Contracts were signed. This was shafted from the top down. Can I prove it? No, but I can offer some evidence. And the publisher is owned by a German holding company, by the way. Without smearing the publisher, for obvious reasons, there's hardly an American publisher left that isn't owned by an international publisher. This one is owned by the biggest publishing group in the world, which happens to be headquartered in Germany. We all well know that the Germans are interested in penetrating the Chinese market. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, as the CFR has said, in the New World Order, everything's being positioned to China to leverage everybody out at the lowest common denominator to bring in this system.
Well, the one good news about it all is I've always liked Chinese food, so maybe I can look forward to that. But the thing is, I that wouldn't be the bad. That would be the only good news of the whole thing. It's not a bad cuisine if you get low salt, low fat Chinese food, which is impossible to find in San Francisco. You know, is this Sinophobia, Alex? Because we're going to be accused. Look, you're a renegade broadcaster. I'm somewhat of a renegade broadcaster. You know that. We're sort of outcasts, and we love it because that's what we are. We don't want to be one of these old men sitting on the boardwalk with our pants legs rolled up complaining like Bill Plant did yesterday from CBS. Did you hear that sound clip? You got to hear this one. Bill Plant complains to his friend Howie Kurtz of the major media. You know, Howie Kurtz and Bill Plant. And Bill says this. He says, we've gotten used to being called whiny lapdogs. I've heard it for 30 years. But he said, this is about access to the president. And access to the president has been cut and pushed and curtailed over every administration I've covered. But here's the nub of it, Howie. This administration has the tools to reach people on their own now. They don't need us that much. And to the extent that they're able to do that, Howie, they're undercutting the First Amendment, which guarantees a free press through many voices. Isn't that hilarious?
That's right. These idiots sold out, repeated and regurgitated what the establishment said, and now they're being totally cut off, and they're complaining.
Yeah, a free press through many voices, as long as they're all liberal voices. Certainly, you've never been on the free press. I've never been heard from by the free press. We don't exist, Alex. Our large audiences don't exist.
That's right. They're the ultimate censors, legends in their own mind, who sit up there on a mountain telling us what exists and doesn't exist. Did you see Gibbs, regardless of where you stand on the drone program, saying he was told to say the program didn't exist, like the Wizard of Oz, even when the program was public? Did you see that?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Gibbs. I happen to like drones. I know you and I disagree on this. I'd rather see a drone go and kill a real terrorist than sending an American platoon over there to do it.
No. I'm talking about them being domestically used against us.
Well, of course we're against drones in America. You know, the only drone I would approve of would be a drone manned by a government official. Remember, Hitler used the first drones. They were called V-1s and V-2s. Remember the unmanned rockets that he sent on England? What, now our own government is using V-1s against us?
Absolutely. And in fact, Michael Savage here with us. The crew's doing a great job trying to capture stuff live off TV. We do, drum roll please, have the clip of Obama at a shipbuilding factory in Virginia just about 30 minutes ago. He said this. This is breaking. You didn't build it statement. Number two from CNN. Here it is.
But in order for us to make that happen, I'm going to need you. You know, the one thing about being president is after 4 years, you get pretty humble.
Oh,
you'd
yeah.
think maybe you wouldn't, but actually you become more humble. You realize what you don't know. You realize, you know, all the mistakes you make.
Mm-hmm.
But you also realize you can't do things by yourself. That's not how our system works. You've got to have the help and the goodwill of Congress. And what that means is you've got to make sure that constituents of members of Congress are putting some pressure on it.
So, again, that's a backhanded way he's saying, oh, I can't be a dictator. But what he's really saying in a factory is you can't do things by yourself.
Well, I think what he's saying is I need you to run to Congress and make them cave in and make sure I can give increases in taxes again, is what he's really saying. Of course, he doesn't believe anyone does anything without the government's help. This is how statists think. This is how statists have been brainwashed from childhood to believe that, for example, Picasso didn't paint this painting by himself. He'd argue that he had to go buy the paints, he had to buy the paintbrush, he had to buy the easel, and he had to rent the model.
But other individuals contributed to make a better choice and more variance in society. The idea of collectivism, all it creates is nightmares.
Well, we understand that, but Alex, listen to how they think. You know as well as I do how they think. Why do you think that in the Soviet Union of the past and in China today, there is no individual art? The art has to be state-approved art. Is that correct? How different is that than state-approved art in America today, where there are very few creative artists who are ever seen unless they're working through the National Endowment for the Humanities, National Endowments for the Arts, or they're in a university-tenured position? You don't see or hear from them because they're not state-sponsored. We are becoming increasingly like a Soviet state. We understand that, Alex, and we're fighting against it. The question to you, Alex, is people are screaming, what the heck can I do about it? I've tried. Look what they gave us in the last election, a choice between Mr. Milquetoast and the communist, the naked Marxist. Then the naked Marxist Obama floods America with illegal aliens 3 months before the election by granting amnesty through the, quote, Dream Act. Without congressional approval, there wasn't a peep out of the drunks called Republicans.
Well, Michael, that was my next point, is that isn't it time for impeachment? It was a long time ago. He says our military's under NATO control. He goes on to say that he can have cybersecurity shut down a free speech if Congress doesn't act. He says now he can legalize the illegal aliens by fiat. Well, you and I can't go to Mexico and have babies for free and everything paid for. They're taking American hospitality and using it to literally bankrupt this country. And isn't that their goal, is to bankrupt things, to collectivize it?
I'm not sure that they want to bankrupt the country. I think they just simply are into controlling it. And remember, Alex, my analogy is different than yours. There was a TV show called The Sopranos. You probably don't watch much TV.
No, I've seen it. Yeah, the mobsters.
Okay, so it's when the mobsters from New Jersey, they run a gambling, private gambling den, right? They get a guy in who's a friend of theirs, by the way, who owns a huge sporting goods store. And they tell him, don't gamble. You're a sick, degenerate gambler. He gambles anyway. He loses all of his money. So the mafia gets their hands into his sporting goods store, right? Now, the next scene is they already move into the store. They get in the back room, and they're taking stuff out of the back door. They now own the guy. Not only they're busting out the store by selling things in the back out of trucks, now they're taking the line of credit, Alex, that the store has, and they're running up first-class airline tickets to the tune of millions of dollars. What does that sound like to you? It sounds like we've been taken over by the same gang that took over the sporting goods store, and they're busting us out by running up our credit, taking our credit line
and
running it up.
No, I totally agree with you. That's my analysis exactly.
It's like a gang took over America. How dumb do you have to be not to see
it? No, it's government anarchy, as you call it.
It is government anarchy, and that's a phrase I was using. But people don't understand what I say, Alex. Maybe some do. Have a big audience.
Hey, let me bring this up. Why do all of the major conservative libertarian hosts talk crap about each other or start fights? I don't do that. But when I'm listening to talk radio, they're constantly sniping at you and then acting like you're sniping at them when they're starting it. And then I've got, Mr. Beck behind the scenes always trying to make stuff up. Why, don't they get there's going to be no country in the future if
here's
we don't...
Alex, here's the answer. When you're the lead sled dog, the other dogs are barking at your ass.
I guess that's true, yeah. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
What about Dorner? Yeah, the whole system was paralyzed for a week over one guy. How do they think they're going to start a civil war? By the way, he was a pro-gun guy who then... an anti-gun guy who was then out there using guns to reportedly shoot police.
That was a crazy case. And what the media did, the vermin in the media, and I'll say it until people hear me. Okay, I won't use a word that's so charged. The solenterates in the media, the worms in the media. The worms in the media, how's that? The worms in the media refused to report that mad, crazed cop Dorner, who was killing people, his first two victims were a couple, a young woman who was of Chinese African-American descent and her fiancé who was African-American. They wouldn't show their picture, Alex. We had a search for it and put it up on michaelsavage.com. Why did the media not show that Dorner's first victims were a black man and a Chinese black woman? Because then it wouldn't have fit their agenda.
They wanted to make it about racial division.
That's right. The rats, the solenterates, the worms in the media are trying to destroy us. They've destroyed this country. The very same worms that Obama's now saying, I don't need you anymore, are now crying that he doesn't need them anymore. But it's those worms, never forget, who destroyed this country.
So what is the end game then if he's even raising taxes on the payroll of the poorest people? I guess drive them into pure bankruptcy to get on welfare and make them totally dependent, wreck the country. But you're saying you don't think that's the total plan. Well, that's what they're doing.
No, that's not the plan. I think people think that mistakenly. Let's look at who doesn't pay taxes in America. Let's look at General Electric. I keep using that as a prime example for a couple of reasons. GE had reportedly an income of $5-some billion U.S. income. They pay zero taxes because of the rigged system. Who is the president of General Electric? Jeffrey Immelt. What else does General Electric own? NBC and MSNBC. Why else would they take a street slime, an uneducated dolt, a street slime, rabble-rousing, uneducated rat, like Al Sharpton, and give him $1 million a year or more to be on MSNBC? Because he keeps the mobs, the rent-a-mobs that he used for years, away from Jeffrey Immelt's General Electric headquarters. Isn't it cheaper to pay a rat like him $1 million a year?
That's right, and then Obama made the head of GE the head of the Economic Council, where they selectively can keep their coal power plants open. They get a waiver, but everybody else gets shut down. It's classic mafia tactics. So,
wait, Alex, listen, if GE paid their fair share, and Google paid their fair share, and all the other corporations who are tied into the Obama administration, and now let's go to another one, Alex, that no one talks about. Why are Indian gambling casinos tax-free? Why don't they pay their fair share?
No, if you're an insider and support the mafia, you're tax-exempt, and then they say people making $200-something thousand a year are rich, dirty rats who aren't paying enough federal taxes at 40%. You add all the rest of it. It's like that golfer pays 65% and bitched about it, and California said, how dare you? You should pay more.
If GE and the other tax-evading corporations paid their fair share, if Indian gambling casinos paid their fair share, this budget would be balanced. But nobody will talk about the sacred cows, will they? Because they are the government. In other words, they're not separate from the government. They are the government. Who do you think put this guy in the White House?
So how do we stop them? How do we stop them?
I don't have an answer other than talking about it. Free speech has tremendous power. It's the proverbial pebble in the calm pond, Alex. If we keep throwing these pebbles into the pond and the rivulets go out to the edges, eventually people will wake up. Eventually they will act up. There is no other answer that I have, Alex.
I agree with you. If we roll over, we're in deep trouble. And the problem is the same insider financial interest that are crony monopolists who want tyranny and a organized command and control economy, they are funding both parties. And now you see the mainline Republican Party demonizing the more hardcore Tea Party that are our listeners, who are actually just Americans. What do you think about the establishment Republicans claiming that Obama is a mandate for socialism and that Republicans should have open borders, abortion, tyranny, everything else? What do you say to that attempted capitulation? I say it's a hoax.
Well, it's either you want socialism on a fast track with Obama or socialism on a local train with the Republicans. They're no different. I call them the Democrats for 20 years in radio, or the Republicrats. What's the difference? We have a one-party system. It's an oligarchy. We all understand that. So the Republican Party is irrelevant. It's become a totally irrelevant party. There are some great people in it. Ted Cruz, I happen to be a big fan of Ted Cruz. Will he come on the show? Absolutely not. Did Rubio ever want to come on my show? Absolutely not. So they're all establishment types. I understand that. But I don't hold it against them.
Well, here's an example of style then. Okay, let me just throw this at you. I was mad. I was angry. I was in a bad mood. He was playing factoid games. I blew up at Piers Morgan. It was huge news. He's scared to have me back. They claimed I defeated gun owners, but the truth is it scared them. And I met with Morgan later. I saw him in Houston. And he said, oh, we don't want you back on. We don't want to make you too prominent when my audience and your audience dwarfs his by a factor of, you know, 10, 15, 20 times. But the issue is I actually kicked their butt. Because I actually said, get out of your coma, wake up. They say it's discrediting to get angry and aggressive. The truth is, that's one of the only hopes we've got. You agree with that?
1,000%. Get in their face. They're a bunch of cowards, every last one of them. They're terrified of real men. If you can, spit in their face and tell them I said so. You have no idea what contempt I have for these people. The media is destroying America. And guys like Piers Morgan are the epitome of everything wrong with the media. The fact is, Alex, you did a great job. I admire you for it. And you should keep doing it. I myself don't go on any shows. I haven't for years. I learned my lesson a long time ago. They're snakes. They're the lowest form of vipers.
Well, they'll tell you it's live and then do a tape show while they're taping you, while the show's already on, but they'll tape it in a segment and then edit it. They're incredibly deceptive. And expanding on that, I didn't bring that up to inject myself into the story for listeners. I brought it up to say I believe and I've seen being aggressive with the truth is the only dog we've got in the fight.
Look, you did a great job. Someone's got to fight back. If more in Congress did what you did, we'd be in better shape. Why don't you run for office since I have declared it's time for war? Time for war. Why don't you go to war and run for Congress?
I'll put it back to you. Why don't you run for Congress, Michael?
I thought about it for many years, and I'll give you one answer. I don't have the personality for it. I can't mince words. I don't have the patience to sit politely with my hands folded and say, I don't want to do any fundraising. Moreover, I really don't want to pander for votes.
I agree. I absolutely agree. I got involved in some campaign stuff and the begging for money and the questionnaires and just all the weirdness and the sycophants that worship the political class. Totally sick. Now, you've talked a lot about this. The 2 billion bullets, I want to specifically get into that. The domestic drones, the Homeland Security training. That has captured the public's attention, that the military-industrial complex is being converted over as a system to control us. I think that's something they're really scared of, us covering that.
Well, it's obvious what they're doing. They're drying up the supply of ammunition. If they couldn't control the guns, what they're doing is controlling the ammo supply. That's very obvious. I had an expert on the Michael Savage show last week who called in from WMAL in Washington. He said he's a manufacturer of weapons and bullets. And he said that's exactly what they're doing. Not only, you don't know this, Alex, but not only did they buy all of the available ammo, they've put in advance orders to give them priority for any ammo that's manufactured in the future. What they've done is completely dry up the supply. They're very clever. Don't ever underestimate your enemy, Alex.
I agree.
They are very clever. They're very angry. They're very frightened. And that makes for a very dangerous enemy. So they can't get you on the Second Amendment. So they cleverly said, okay, so we can't take the guns away from the cracker. Let's take the bullets away from the cracker. That's what they're doing here, Alex. And that's exactly what needs to be exposed to the general public.
You said this about 3 years ago, and after you said it, there was a Financial Times of London article, official Democratic Party fundraiser letter to the millionaires that said, don't worry, even he's going to get reelected, and there's going to be big events that help Obama take over. There's going to be crises, and we're going to blame it on the right-wing radio. Now, you said that before they even came out and said it, and I've been saying that. What about the false flag Reichstag event, Michael Savage? I see that as basically all the cornered rats have left, stage stuff or let stuff happen and blame it on us.
Well, there are people who are saying that these recent shootings from Sandy Hook onward were staged by the government in some way. I can't accept that as a reality. I don't know how they could brainwash that idiot Lanza to go kill innocent school children.
Sir Ann.
Go right down the list. Right to Dorner. Are they all government brainwashed lunatics? I mean, I don't know if you believe that. I personally don't. But it's interesting to me as an epidemiologist that they all seem to come within a short period of time, isn't it? I mean, they've all occurred in a very short period of time, just as the gun grabbers have raised their rhetoric about taking away our Second Amendment rights. So, yeah, I mean, it's easy to say it fits, but is it true? I don't know.
Well, a lot of it is they just, look at the Batman shooter in Aurora, where he gets DARPA funding and is protected, and the psychiatrist is top Air Force assigned to him. I mean, even the police in L.A. said Sirhan wasn't the shooter of RFK. And you know about amnesiac drugs, Dr. Savage.
I really don't know that side of it. You're so much more deeply involved in this whole side of things than I am, Alex. I don't think we need to even go there to understand that the enemy of our freedoms exists. It's real. It has names.
Regardless, they're using the crisis to take our liberties, like Rahm Emanuel said.
Well, that's right. But why would they let a crisis go to waste?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.